Greetings. Greetings, greetings, my dear sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, September the 28th, 2014. Sisters and brothers, we take these songs and we see the human family. We were at one. We were together in oneness in the waters of noon, sisters and brothers, before the grosser matter, before the time that Christ transformed the waters into the mass matter, material universe that we have grown accustomed to today. In that time, in the waters of noon, we were absolutely one, in love with one another, peaceful with one another, tranquil with one another. But then in the ensuing time, there came chaos, there came disorder, there came enmity, animosity, hatred, and jealousy. Now we must become the mind of Ptah and understand why is it that the human family is at each other's throats. We must come to understand why is it that we have taken on ideologies that cause us to justify destroying another human being. We made a terrible mistake when we left each other, when we began to hate one another and destroy one another. So now we have to look with the eye of hope and see that someday, let's make the day now. Let's make the day today. Let's take it in this time while we yet live on this earth and make a determination to come together, to love one another in peace and truth and justice. This is the nature of Christ. This is what will happen when we tap into our original nature, which is the nature of Christ. We are growing ever confident daily that scientifically we are able to prove that we all come from those waters of noon, that Christ comes from the water of noon. Christ comes from the waters of noon, and we are that original Christ in the waters of noon, alive as one, knowing the Almighty, taking instruction from the Almighty, promising the Almighty that when the Almighty prepares for us a body to come into the earth realm, we would work to bring the human family together. The next definition: the disposition or influence which feels and governs the soul of anyone. The disposition or influence. See, we're talking about circumstances. Further on that, the efficient source of any power, affection, emotion, and desire. When you look at a human being that you were getting along with yesterday, now that person's soul is troubled. What is the disposition? What is the spirit? What is pressing on the mind of that individual, influencing that individual to, in this day as opposed to yesterday, now you can't get along with the human being. Now that person is doing you in. What is it that has caused a change in the spirit energy of that individual? What emotions is that person going through? What affections? What is it that in the life of that individual as an extenuating circumstance is now affecting the emotions and desires of that human being, causing there to be a change and a disposition in the soul of that individual? And the soul is connected to the spirit of the individual, and the soul and the spirit of the individual is connected to the mind of the individual, and the mind affects thinking, or is the construct of thinking, and thinking controls actions. So when you see your brother and your sister all of a sudden acting all crazy, treating you wrong, know that there's a circumstance. Know that something is pressing on their emotion, causing a change in desires, causing a change in affection. They were affectionate towards you and me yesterday, but today, no affection. Today, the emotions have changed. Today, the desire to be affectionate towards you and me has changed. Something is going on. There's some pressure somewhere. Maybe there is discord in the marriage, or discord with the children, or discord with the family. Maybe they're suffering something from the system. Maybe their home has been foreclosed. Maybe they couldn't pay back a loan. Maybe the child, after taking on a loan for education, maybe something fell through and the child can't continue their college education. Maybe the person lost a job. Maybe someone is suffering from animosity in the neighborhood, and now they take that to the job, or take that to the church, or they bring that emotion somewhere where you are located. We have to be able to study as the mind of Ptah, the earth mound, studying why is it chaos and disorder? Why is it that my soul is now governed by emotions, desires, and defections that have changed from the God Goddess to satanic and demonic? Next on the definition, a movement of air, a gentle blast of the wind, hence the wind itself, breath of nostrils or mouth. Now I'm reminded of the African Dogon. The region that they migrated to is Mali. They're from Africa, Kemet, Egypt, Ethiopia as well. But in the teaching of the Poseed, in the teaching of Sirius A and Sirius B, this teaching of the Sirius star system constellation and the movement of that star long before anyone in Europe was able to understand these realities with their high-powered telescopes, that Africans, because of astral projection and being absolutely at one with the universe, understood the constellations and understood the zodiac and created the zodiac to teach of all the characteristics and attributes and talents found in the universe are also found in the human being. The African Dogon, in teaching the Atum, that same Atum that we know has been called Ra, that we know has been called the Aton Sun Disk, that we know has been called Lord Shiva in Hindu, that we know in the Old Testament has been called Adon, that we know in the New Testament has been called Christos, that we know in the Catholic Eucharist is called the Monstrance. This power was called the Poseed in the African Dogon teaching. That same power that was called Atomos by Democritus, 5th century BC from Greece, who went to Africa and took the Atum from Africa, Kemet, and got Atomos while he brought that teaching into Greece and taught Atum as Atomos. And today the scientists say atom, that hydrogen atom, that first element on the table of elements. In Africa, Dogon, that teaching was taught as the Poseed. The neutron as the Poseed, masculine and feminine, encased in this egg of the universe called Emeya. Now, the Sirius A is that Sirius star that warns of the floods. But there was another star that moved in and around Sirius A that now we know as Sirius B that was called this Poseid. Ra, Christos, Atum, Atomos, called the Poseid. This is the Sirius B, unseen by the physical eye. You can't just look up and see this Sirius B. But when you use your modern day telescopes, you can see that the Sirius A is moving very strangely. Funny movement, as if something is pushing and pulling, as if there is a gravitational push and pull moving the Sirius A here and there. And you say, wow, what's moving the Sirius A? Well, today they call that unseen star that was moving the seen star. That unseen star is called Sirius B, and the star that you see is Sirius A. Well, the African Dagon called that Sirius B, the unseen star, the Poseid. That Poseid is the same Atum, the same Ra, the same Aton sun disk. So, the time before creation, the time before the grosser matter, the time of the waters of noon, the spirit energy, entity of the universe, the spirit energy of the universe before the grosser matter, in this egg of the universe. The egg of the universe was called Emeya. Now, the egg, and think of the mother, think of the atom of life, the egg had inside this egg called Emeya. The egg is Emeya. Inside the egg called Emeya is the Poseid. Now, what happened? The Poseid had to burst forth. What burst the Poseid, masculine, feminine, seed, out of the egg of the universe called Emeya by the African Dagon? A burst of air, a blast of air. See, spirit air, spirit energy air. This air, this blast of air, the African Dagon taught, burst the egg. And the Poseid went forth as light and sound. There's your big bang. There's your big bang, sisters and brothers. Light and sound, but first invisibly and then also inaudibly spiraling, and then visibly and audibly spiraling. And now you have, from that infinitesimal point of light and sound, the expanse from that Poseid, the expanse of the whole of the universe. That's what we're looking at right here, where it talks about the spirit as air, as a blast, as wind. And this air, this wind, this blast was breathed into our nostrils, and we breathe in and out this air, these atoms that was breathed in and out from time, long time ago by the ancients and ancients and ancients and ancients. And this is yet giving life, the atom, the neutron, which is the seed, the Poseid, the Ra, the Atum, this neutron, the life, the word of the Almighty, the hypostatic word of the Almighty that sustains and upholds the life in the whole of the universe. That word is you and me. That word is ourselves. That word made flesh is ourselves. That word is the neutron with the proton in the nuclei. Proton, the father. Y chromosome, the father. In the nuclei, in the physical structure, you say blastula. The father's DNA with the new life in the blastula. Outside the blastula is the gastula. And outside the gastula is the mother's DNA, yet inside the egg. But the mother's DNA has power over the whole egg and determines the spirit disposition, the energy, the electron of the egg. And so we see that the egg of the human being is exactly like the egg of the universe, is exactly like the egg that is the atom of life. Now, Lord have mercy. I must say so myself, that was deep. But it's the African ancestors. The African ancestors. So immediately I was in the spirit. Immediately I was in all of that knowledge that we just recited. And behold, a throne was set. The word behold is to see. To see. So we are looking into the science of the universe that we may know and see and perceive the truth of the universe. When we say behold and see, we want that our minds are able to see, understand, and grasp the knowledge and wisdom that we are studying. Behold a throne. The word throne is thronos, a masculine noun. A throne is a seat, a chair of state having a footstool. In the New Testament, kings and kingly power or royalty. Metaphorically, God as the governor of the world. Also, the Messiah, the Christ, the partner and assistant in the divine administration. Hence, divine power belonging to Christ. Then, also in this definition of throne, judges, tribunal, bench, and then lastly, elders. So listen to that definition. We are looking at a definition starting from Yahuwah, Father, Mother, Yahuwah, all the way through to the spirit, energy, entities, angels of the universe, all the way through to ourselves as the body of Christ, all the way through to the leaders who sit in the judicial system, the judges and the leaders, all the way through to the elders, and elders are men and women. We are talking about the new civilization. We are talking about ourselves tapping into our original nature from which we fail, that we must come up into as the body of Christ and the power of light to transform the systems, constitutions, governments, corporations, transform society into the Christ government, Christ society, Yahuwah, living, existing society for all, including the judicial system. As it is today, we can get no justice from today's judicial system. So we must transform all systems as the systems of view of life. Freight Jeff Kopra, the systems view of life, and understand that we are connected entity energies, and we must rule this earth and transform society into the society that is absolutely in unison with the Almighty, in unison with the universe. So Saul, behold, a throne was set. The word set is this word, sisters and brothers.
Strong's G2749. Chimai. Chimai.
Is a verb to lie, meaning lay down. We're laying down something. To lie of an infant, of one buried. Now, that's interesting. Let me see if I can just think of that. You have definition 1A, an infant, and then definition 1B is one that is buried. Well, I'm thinking of the infant as the newborn system that we are transforming today's system into, we the poor working class masses of the proletariat, black, brown, red, yellow, white peoples of the earth, we must bring into existence, we must give birth to the new society, the new civilization, the new Jerusalem, the new heaven on earth. That's our job, to tap into that Christ power, understand the atom, understand proton, neutron, electron, understand that we must bring into life the new civilization, and at the same time, bury the old civilization. Put to rest, put to death this civilization that we live under, that we can get no justice, no truth, no love, no friendship, no camaraderie, no education, no health care, no living wage job. We bury that civilization and we transform and bring to birth the new civilization of, next definition, 1C, of things that quietly cover some spot. Further on that, of a city situated on a hill. Or of things put or set in any place in reference to which we often use to stand. Of vessels, of a throne, the site of a city, of grain, and other things laid up together of a foundation. So we want to be the city set on a hill. Ah, yes. Now, a hill, a raised portion of earth representing Ptah. Ptah is the mind of the Almighty, the earth mound, mountain, hill, raised earth. Also, when you check hills and mounds and mountains, you run into Mary of Magdala. Magdala is a word that is feminine, I believe it's feminine, is descriptive of raised earth, raised mound, raised rock. You could say a pulpit. So the pulpit where the pastor, the preacher, the imam, the rabbi, they have this piece of wood or structure that they stand against, stand on, stand next to. That area is called the pulpit. It's raised earth. You look up at the speaker. You look up at the pastor. You look up at the leader. Standing in the pulpit, raised earth. The raised earth is masculine and feminine. Why? Even Ptah is masculine, but the mind gives birth to Atum. So giving birth, the mind operates on masculine and feminine. And the ancient Africans looked at mountains, mounds, and hills as holy and righteous. And so even in your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, they do not understand why the ancient African Hebrews saw mountains as holy, and the Strong's begins to talk about how this was superstition and not revealed religion. Well, Strong's people, I love you. I thank you for your work, and I will continue to use your work, but we know Africa. We know that the Africans taught that every part and parcel of the universe is divine, righteous, and holy, and is inhabited by the spirit energy of the Almighty. The tree has the spirit energy of the Almighty. The rock has the spirit energy of the Almighty. The mountain, the mound, the hill has the spirit energy of the Almighty. You and I are inhabited, we hope, with the spirit energy of the Almighty. Every facet of the universe is holy and righteous and is inhabited by the spirit energy of the Almighty. So we begin to study mountains and understand mountains are powers and understand the power of the Almighty in the earth, in the universe, and understand the power of the Almighty within ourselves. And we come together to become the city on a hill. A city, in the city is everything. Friendship, love, righteousness, truth, justice. This is what the city is supposed to be. The New Jerusalem is the city on a hill. Israel were to be a city on a hill. You don't take the power of the Almighty and hide it, Yahushua told us. Yahushua said, no, you take that power of the Almighty and you put it on a light hill. You put that light on a hill and you display that light for all to see, for all to benefit from. So you and I are to become that city on the hill of Ptah, on the mind of the Almighty. And we begin to exhibit the talents, characteristics, and attributes of the Almighty. And we begin to see health, wealth, prosperity, education, civilization, institutions, corporations, government, finance, education, religion, all operating under the laws of the Almighty. Let's take this next break. I will see you on the other side of the break.